Amit, thank you very much for talking with me today. So coming up on Monday, the president is going to be giving an address regarding deregulation. And can you just give me briefly a little background on how his administration has been approaching deregulation so far?
Well, they've been approaching it very aggressively, and if you ask me, quite recklessly, in terms of not only getting rid of, common sense regulatory protections in almost every area imaginable, but also running roughshod over the process that our government agencies are supposed to use when taking these actions, and running roughshod over legal requirements that are there, frankly, to hold government agencies accountable when they are cutting corners, as many of the Trump administration agencies are doing, in their quest to deregulate.
And it seems like a lot of people are kind of characterizing this as an effort by Trump to roll back accomplishments or regulations that were enacted by the Obama administration. And do you think that that's accurate at all, or do you think that it's more of a genuine ideological crusade?
So I think it's a mix of both. In fact, I think that Trump's interest in deregulation probably is one of the best signs of him, very important policy areas being completely aligned with the conservative ideological movement and, frankly, the Republican establishment. This has been, along with the tax cuts, one of the key pillars of Republican establishment policy for decades, ever since Reagan. Now, he is really taking an axe to our regulatory safeguards and protections more than previous Republican presidents that were deregulatory minded as well. And he's doing so in so many different areas at the same time. Part of that is because, of course, President Obama was able to issue critical new regulatory standards in certain areas, and those were very much needed in the wake of the Bush administration not really pursuing regulations that protect the public, meaning that by the time Obama got into office, these regulations were quite overdue. But it looks like now the Trump administration, is not taking a kind eye to the Obama legacy here, and it's trying to undo all of it. So I think it's a mix. Unfortunately, basically what we've seen with this administration is just an attempt to tear up the last administration's work rather than doing anything forward-looking or protective of the public's health and safety.
What do you see this address on Monday addressing? Do you think that it's going to set more of a solid course, or is it just? Do you think it'll just be an opportunity for Trump to do what he does best?
Well, it's sometimes hard to predict really what a Trump speech is going to end up looking like. But I do expect him to claim, that regulations cost the economy and cite what are completely debunked, essentially alternative facts when making that case. He'll probably say that, his killing of public health and safety regulations has saved the economy X billion dollars of, to our economy. That should be really not believed at all. Frankly, that should be more than viewed with, a grain of skepticism. I think he's also going to make the case that this helps average Americans. The truth is the exact opposite. He is basically taking away critical protections when it comes to workplace safety, consumer product safety, the environment, food safety. He is letting Wall Street basically go back to regulating itself. He is going after net neutrality. Any kind of major policy initiative that has been badly needed for the public that was put in place over the last 8 years. I think Trump is trying to undo, and frankly, you know, the only winners of this historically intense deregulatory agenda are the corporate special interests that were fighting, you know, these common sense regulations tooth and nail over the last 8 years. Definitely the folks that will pay the price are everyone else that are, you know, going to be left unprotected and then subject to a completely deregulated Wall Street once again.
And I feel like sort of the barroom conversation version of deregulation is that it's a question of economic benefits versus safety and, you know, the environment and morals and all that. But a public citizen, among many others, have made arguments that regulation is, in fact, good for the economy, if not better for the economy, than deregulation is. Can you elucidate that argument a little bit?
So that's absolutely right, and it is disappointing that the issue so often gets broken down into safety and health versus the economy, because definitely the truth is that we can be healthy, safe, have strong public health and safety regulations, strong Wall Street regulations, and have a healthy economy. Now, let's take Wall Street, for example. A lack of regulation of Wall Street was absolutely the reason for the Wall Street crash in 2008. And so that is a clear example of how having regulations in place actually saves the economy, essentially, and prevents the kind of economic catastrophes that we saw with a deregulated Wall Street. But there are so many examples of regulations, you know, preventing disasters, preventing harms that cost individuals and our collective economy dearly. A good example, for example, to take just one example, the Clean Power Plan. You know, public citizen. A lot of folks think that having our carbon emission regulations in place to try to clean up our air, but also address climate change, will lead to increase in electricity prices. But when Public Citizen took a look, we saw that actually the energy efficiency requirements that are built into the Clean Power Plan would end up saving consumers money in the long run rather than costing consumers money. So regulation forces industry often to adopt new technologies that save consumers money and that make their own processes more efficient. And really, that's the kind of unsung hero when it comes to regulation, that in fact, in many cases, it is a stimulus for innovation and actually provides economic benefits rather than costing the economy, as conservative ideologues and President Trump would have you believe.
And my last question is just about the method of deregulation. So far in his administration, many of the bills that Trump has signed have been deregulation bills that were implemented using the Congressional Review Act. And do you see that changing after this address, or does that seem like the main way that the administration is going about this?
Yes. Yeah, so the Congressional Review Act definitely was a vehicle in the beginning of this Congress, in the beginning of the presidency, for Trump to go after regulations that were issued near the end of the Obama administration. Now, these were very critical ones, of course, stuff like, you know, ensuring consumers' right to privacy when they're on the Internet, meaning not allowing big telecom companies to sell the internet data of consumers, blocking coal companies from dumping toxins when you know, mining for coal in surrounding streams that then pollute water sources for those living around those coal mines, and several others. Unfortunately, you know, the Congressional Review Act still exists, and you know, is being used by Republicans to go after a recent rule from the CFPB. But it won't be able to be used against a whole host of regulations like it was at the beginning of this Congress and this presidency. Instead, Trump's agencies are going to have to do the work to repeal or weaken regulations that exist on the books, probably those that came from the Obama administration. And that's a longer process. And fortunately, because it is a longer process, it's something that the public can very much engage in trying to block. It's not easy, but certainly agencies do request public comments when deciding to take actions like deregulatory actions, repealing common sense regulations. And it's very, very important for the public to weigh in with comments to the agency to demonstrate their opposition to Trump's attempt to deregulate across the board, as a way to give handouts to corporate special interests.
All right, I've been speaking with Amit Narang with the consumer watchdog group Public Citizen in Washington, D.C. Amit, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.